Good afternoon, listeners of East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest here on Forest FM 92.3 across Europe, the world and the rest of the United Kingdom online. We are here for the Eurovision Showcase and my name is Kieran Tussiot. I'm with you for the next hour playing you the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. Let's kick off this week's show with the lady who wrote this year's entry for the United Kingdom to the Eurovision Song Contest and her winner for Denmark in 2013.
The sky's red tonight. We're on the edge tonight. No shooting star to guide us. Eye for an eye, why tear each other apart? Please tell me why. Why do we make it so hard? Look at us now. We only got ourselves to blame. It's such a shame. How many times can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between us? Only a teardrop. And face me now, here on this stage tonight. Let's leave the past behind us. Eye for an eye, why tear each other apart? Please tell me why. Why do we make it so hard? Look at us now. We only got ourselves to blame. It's such a shame. Tell me, how many times can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between us? Only teardrops. How many times do we have to fight? How many times do we get it right between us? Only teardrops. What's come between us? What's come between us? Only teardrops. What's come between us? Can we break the rules between us? Only teardrops. How many times do we have to fight? How many times do we get it right between us? Only teardrops. Only teardrops. Oh, only teardrops. Only teardrops.
Emily DeForest there with Only Teardrops, her Eurovision winner for 2013 and for Denmark, of course. And famously now, Emily DeForest is part of UK Eurovision history as she wrote our entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2017, decided on Friday night in spectacular fashion at the Hammersmith Apollo in London. And wow, what a show it was too. I was there in person and I was in a huge fanboy mood. I really was. And to the point as well that I end up bumping into Emily DeForest and asking for a cheeky photo, which she obliged. So you can get that on our Facebook and Twitter pages, guys, in all its glory. And my cheesy face and her, I would call it Chinese, Japanese doll type of look, very different. And I showed a numerous amount of Eurovision friends of mine who were up in Hammersmith for the show that I was there, and they didn't recognise her at all. But as soon as I saw those cheeks of hers, I was like, yeah, I know her. That smile does it for me every time. Right, yes. And it's such an iconic smile, really. It's a very Danish face structure, I think. Anyway, traditional feel. What do you think? Right, okay. Anyway, enough of me rambling on. Guys, we've got an absolutely packed show. We've got two dedications this week from Canada and Ipswich. Yeah, you know the similarities, of course. We also have an exclusive interview from a gentleman who is in a running to be in the Romanian national final. And his name is Sergiu Bolotar, and we'll be speaking to him a little bit later on. And also, we have Rob's random request as usual, and Live and Kicking, which this week also comes from Denmark. So not only are we going to be speaking to Sergiu a little bit later on, but we will be playing his song for the Romanian national final too. And if you'd like to get in contact with the show, it would be lovely to hear from you. You can tweet me at ESC Showcase, and also you can send us a message or like our Facebook page at least, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or go to Facebook and just search for the Eurovision Showcase. You'll find us there, guys, and it'll be lovely to hear from you. And a very good evening to each and every one of you. Right, the next song is going to be the United Kingdom entry to the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. And she's from Cardiff. She was very popular in The X Factor in 2009, but she's even more popular now. A beautiful performance was had on Friday night. If you've not checked it out, you must do. You can still watch it via the BBC iPlayer. This is the fantastic Lucy Jones with I'm Never Giving Up On You.
Tell me your secrets, I'll keep them safe. No sign of weakness, it's a sign of faith. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. You're not defeated, you're in repair. Don't have to call me, I'll always be there. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. If you could see how far you've walked, you would see that all's not lost. I will never give up on you. I don't care what I've got to lose. Just give me a hand and hold on. Together we'll dance through this storm. Together we'll dance through this storm. Under the surface, I see you glow. I'm right beside you, you're never alone. Don't let go when you're so close. If you could see how far.
Together we'll dance through. This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
We can never let the word be unspoken. We will never let our loving go come undone. Everything we had is staying unbroken. No, you will always be the only one. You're the only.
Sergei Lazarev there. You are the only one. Second place for Russia last year in 2016. Before that, we had Lucy Jones with I'm Never Giving Up On You, UK 2017. Now, the interesting thing about Lucy Jones is I heard it on Radio 2, I thought, this might be a bit naff. And yeah, the lyrics are beautiful and nice. But yeah, but then watching it live, there in the audience, and also watching it on telly on Saturday morning when I got back home, I thought, wow, that's quite incredible. And what a performer Lucy is. I mean, what an amazing voice she has. Now, in the crowd, there was a small majority of people who were pretty upset that Lucy won. And some people in the crowd started booing, which I was not impressed in the slightest. I mean, we really need to start getting behind our acts and giving them the support that they desire and deserve. So I wasn't particularly impressed with a small minority of people who started booing because Selena didn't win, for example. But there we go. I suppose you can't make everybody happy, but I think the selection of songs for this year's UK National Final was a very high standard, and the production levels were great, and everything just worked very well indeed. Though CC Sammy, goodness me, she's off a rocker, isn't she? I mean, I could get excited about Eurovision half the time, but man, does she go OTD. Dearie, dearie, dear. But it was lovely to see UK National Final alumni Bruno Tognoli there, as crazy man as he is, and Sophie Ellis-Bextor. And everybody was going crazy for her. And maybe she could do Eurovision for us one day. Who knows? I mean, something like Murder on the Dance Floor or Take Me Home when she was part of Spiller. Wow. Who knows what could happen? Anything can happen in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest, and that's why we all like it. Now, I have been trawling through the back catalogues and sort of looking at various Eurovision contests in preparation for today's show. And there's quite a few songs that came up to me and I thought, oh, they need a decent play because they're not played very often. And their results at Eurovision probably deserved a little bit better. And this one is one of my favourites, certainly at the time. And still to this day, I still love, enjoy it, and was sort of pretty sad that this didn't qualify to the grand final. So this song represented the Netherlands in 2005. She's a big lady, meaning tall, yes, and she has an amazing voice. It's Glenys Grace with My Impossible Dream. The Netherlands, 2005.
I have a dream. We're drifting far apart. Our story has been told. Can't you see the writings on the wall? I'm coming from the cold, and I will fall.
Against the
Israel, 1973, Ilanit with Il Sham, which is, I think, a very beautiful song, which means somewhere, Il Sham. There we are. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Righty-ho, two songs I thought deserved a better placing, even though Israel did pretty well in the 1973 Eurovision Song Contest because it came fourth. So could it do any better? Yeah, it probably could have done. But it was a fantastic song. And 1973's contest was amazing too. Now, in the light of the 1972 Summer Olympics in Munich, there were fears of a terrorist threat, particularly directed against Israel's first ever entrant, leading to unusually tight security for the contest. And this gave rise to one of the best-known Eurovision anecdotes, frequently recounted by UK's long-serving commentator, the late great Sir Terry Wogan. He recalled that the floor manager strongly advised the audience to remain seated while applauding the performances, otherwise they risked being shot by security forces. Oh, the dark days of the Eurovision Song Contest. Deary me. Right. Now, we have a request coming up very shortly for Javier Laval in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. But first, it's time for this. Rob's Random Request. Well, for those of you who are new to the show, this is a part of the show which my partner Rob will pick a song at a random. So we'll pick a country at a random and a year at a random. We glue them together and we find out what song we're going to play absolutely randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. Now, Rob has picked Germany 1960. Yes, and their singer is called Vine Hoop, with a song with a French title. It's called Bonne Nuit, Ma Chérie, which means good night, darling. Now, Vine Hoop was born on the 29th of May, 1936, and his birth name is Wilfried Lützenhoop. He's best known for his participation in the 1960 Eurovision Song Contest. Born in Hanover in the early 1950s, Hoop formed a jazz band called the Cantilellos, who toured and worked on radio before disbanding in 1958. Hoop started to make her solo recordings at first under the name Fred Lyson, before settling for his professional name, Vine Hoop. Now, in 1960, Hoop took part in the Eurovision Song Contest selection final with his song Bonne Nuit, Ma Chérie, and was chosen to go forward to the fifth Eurovision Song Contest held in London in the Royal Festival Theatre on the 29th of March. At the contest, Bonne Nuit, Ma Chérie, which despite its title was sung in German, finished joint fourth place among 13 entries in the actual contest itself. Now, Hoop recorded several successful German cover versions of the English language hits, including Are You Lonesome Tonight? Now, before joining forces in 1962 with Finnish singer Paikkaro Manola, with whom he recorded a number of popular tracks. And in 1964, Hoop began recording with Austrian singer Andrea Horn, who he married in 1961. Their material was mainly folk music orientated, and in 1978, Hoop and Horn retired from show business. They've since established themselves as successful publishers of sailing guidebooks and contributors to travel logs and magazines and newspapers in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. So, now let's hear the German entry to the 1960 Eurovision Song Contest. It's from, as I say, Vine Hoop. And this song is called Bonne Nuit, Ma Chérie. Good night, darling.
Bonne nuit, ma chérie. bitte Nacht, bitte träume von mir. Bonne nuit, ma chérie, auch im Traum bin ich immer bei dir. Meine Liebe wird dich überall begleiten, wo du auch sein magst. Ich bin bei dir. Bonne nuit, ma chérie. Gute Nacht, ich vergesse dich nie, ich vergesse dich nie, ich vergesse dich nie.
There we are, Germany 1960, part of Rob's random request for this week. Now, we head over to Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and Javier Laval has a request. Thank you, Javier, for your request, and you can have your request too. Yes, you. You can tweet me at ESC Showcase, or you can Facebook us, and our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And Javier's request comes from Melody Grand Prix, the Norwegian national final, semi-final 2. Sadly, didn't get out of the semis to go to the grand final at all, but it's quite a cheery, happy song. Here we are as Mini O with You and I.
I watched the days passing by, wondering if I will ever find my inspiration, my life, anything to make it all.
So much electric in that song. I feel like I've already been electrocuted while listening to that song. That's Minnie O with the song You and I from Melody Grand Prix, Norway's National Final 2012. Well, stick around here. We've still got a request for Alan Cobbett listening to us in Ipswich, and also we'll be playing a song from the Spanish National Final, and also we're going to be having an interview and playing the song from Sergio Bolotar, a fantastic Romanian singer, coming up here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. But first, it's time for the Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 29th of January. Finland had its national final last night. If you would like to find out the results, then head over to our Facebook and Twitter page, and we will be playing the Finnish entry for 2017 next week. Now, the viewing figures for the final of Eurovision You Decide in the United Kingdom have doubled since last year. A total of 1.26 million people tuned in to the final last night to BBC Two. Well, it wasn't last night, it was on Friday night. The market share was 6.6%, and it was the third most watched show broadcast on BBC Two for the time period 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. And the show was viewed by more people than equivalent shows being broadcasted on Channel 4, Channel 5 and BBC 4 at the time. It's been announced that Poland's national final has been delayed until February the 18th. Which I believe is the same night as the Maltese national final. TVR, the Romanian state broadcaster, has revealed that three former Eurovision entrants are to help select Romania's Eurovision selection, which will be Luminita Angel and Ovi and Paula Selling, who represented Romania 2005, 2010 and 2014 respectively. RTE have confirmed that 330 songs have been sent in to the Irish delegation for Brendan Murray's participation for Ireland. And finally, all of the participants for Festival de Canção in Portugal have been announced, including the winner of The Voice Portugal 2016 is in the lineup. Well, that's your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttiot, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Yes, thank you, JP. And it's now time for a song in the Spanish national final. It's Marela with Contigo. The Spanish national final for 2017.
Los sueños al aire, los miedos al mar, lo volvemos a intentar. Las penas al fuego, la playa en San Juan, lo bueno está por llegar. Jamás di por perdido mi amor. Manos al cielo,
los pies para errar. No importará dónde irán. Si ladran de lejos, es una señal. Tú y yo cabalgamos más. Jamás ni por perdido. Mi amor, amor, contigo. Contigo, contigo, contigo. Quiero abrazar la vida, descubrir contigo. Quiero subirme al mundo, sonreír contigo. Hay una fiesta en mi cabeza, van. Baila, la, la, la. Baila, la, 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 contigo. Hay una fiesta en mi cabeza, van. Baila, la, la, la. Baila, la, la, la. Baila, la, la, la. Baila, la, la, la. Contigo, contigo, que viva el amor. Contigo.
Right, welcome back to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am now joined with somebody who I hope and pray, and I think a lot of Eurovision fans will be too, represents Romania, or at least gets into the national final of Romania Selecta Națională 2017. And I'm joined with somebody who has a fantastic song, and we're going to talk to him for a little bit now. It is Sergio Bolotta. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic, and all the better for speaking to you. I mean, I was very excited when I was approached to have an opportunity to speak to you because of knowing and following the Romanian music scene. I've been excited to at least have a chance to speak to you, even if it was just via a tweet. But now I get to speak to you in an interview. I think that's pretty incredible, to be perfectly honest.
Cool.
So I've got to say and ask you first up, why would you want to represent Romania at the Eurovision Song Contest?
Well, it's quite simple. First of all, I am in love with my country. I'm not just saying this to, you know, to sound corny, but I'm really, really pretty much in love with Romania. And it would be an honor and a dream come true to represent it at the Eurovision Song Contest. So, fingers crossed.
Yes, and I should hope so too. I mean, Romania really, at least with the Eurovision fans, has really stepped up its game over the last 10 years, I would say, if not longer.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest, and you've had so many fantastic entries and fantastic singers along the years. So, in particular, your song, which you are submitting to the Romanian national final, has not only the lyrics have been written by you and the music written by Valo Cascas, but also the music and lyrics have been written by a former entrant to the Eurovision Song Contest representing Estonia in 2015, Stig Rista. So, I mean,
yep.
How amazing was that for you to work with somebody who's so, it's like almost a god in another country?
It was a bit of a shock, actually, because I've looked into certain songs and certain composers of Eurovision, and Stig's song, Goodbye to Yesterday, resonated the most with my heart and my music tastes and whatnot. So I simply emailed him and I said, hey, do you want to write a song for me so that I can enter the Selecta Națională for the Eurovision in Romania? And he just looked upon my videos on YouTube and he checked my Facebook page and he said, yes, on one condition, you need to come on over to Tallinn, Estonia, and record the vocals on that song.
Yeah.
So it was just a matter of days, and I was thrilled because I really expected much resistance or skepticism, you know, like I expected for him to say, you know, nah, it's, maybe it's not such a good idea. For the moment, I am considered a underground singer in Romania, given that I'm only known in my hometown.
Okay.
So when he said yes, I knew it. I knew that it's going to be a kickstart for something beautiful.
And it certainly has produced something beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Which is obviously your song, which you are hoping that, you know, TVR pick you to go to at least the semi-finals, I believe, that Romania are having?
Yeah, we have auditions starting tomorrow, the 27th.
I see, yeah.
Until Sunday, the 29th. 72 acts remain in the auditions, and then only 15 acts will go to the semi-final, and then 10 acts to the final. I'm aiming for the final, mm-hmm. but I'm treating this audition as if it were a grand final.
Yes.
Was.
Well, yeah, and you have to, really, don't you? If you want to show your best, you have to show your
yep.
best consistently, don't you?
Yeah.
So no doubt you will do. I'm sure you will. And they have really a star-studded jury for the national final, with Luminita Angel, Ovi, Paula Selling, and
former Eurovision contestants.
Yeah, exactly. Themselves. Which,
and they've done pretty well. I mean, Luminita got the third place, if I'm not mistaken.
She did in 2005. Let Me Try.
Yeah. You've done your lessons.
I am the biggest geek ever. But
cool.
Most of our listeners will be able to remember that Luminita Angel and System were with the angle grinders on stage.
It was a good show. Yeah.
And hopefully you'll get to go to Kiev.
Barrels and fire.
Yes, of course. So hopefully you'll get to go to Kiev like Luminita did.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, eh?
Yeah, fingers crossed, and be in top 10.
Yeah.
Why not?
That would be amazing. And then also, we have Adrian Romanescu, who was the composer of Eu Cred for Malina Oliliescu. I think that song represented Romania in 1998 when it was in Birmingham.
Good God, I was only 12 at the time. I don't remember.
So was I, my friend, but then again, I am a geek, so there we go.
Cool.
Not to worry. But, I mean, have you always had music in your family life and growing up? Have you always had that there?
Pretty much. I mean, my father was a singer and songwriter in a Pentecostal church.
Oh, righty-ho.
You know, a church singer, and he was writing, you know, gospel and music and hymns, Christian hymns. And my older brother, he had released two kind of, you know, modern Christian rock albums.
Right.
98 and 2002. So I was just looking up to them and I was like, oh, I really want to be as, you know, as talented as they are and, you know, and write songs myself and stuff like that. And here I am, you know, doing it.
And you're doing it the way that you can, which is fantastic.
Exactly.
Really is. And so did that spur you on to make some noise nationally by entering the X Factor?
Well, the X Factor was a bizarre experience because I was a bit misguided.
Okay.
I didn't have a lot of people around me to give me, you know, good advice and stuff like that. I just went there totally unprepared, and I was very nervous. So I literally couldn't sing because I was hyperventilating. Oh. Therefore, I got two no's and one yes. And I was so embarrassed and frustrated by this experience because, you know, now 2 years later, I'm more mature and more prepared.
Yes.
And I got rid of the emotions and hyperventilating moments and stuff like that.
Aww.
I got the best people around me to give me advice and to say, this song is good, this song is not so good, you know. And I'm more confident than I ever was.
And quite rightly so, though I hope it hasn't put you off singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, because I think you did a great rendition of that, though. I really agree.
Yeah, I could have done. You know, I played that song tens of times in pubs and cafes in Sibiu, Romania.
Yeah.
And it was just brilliant, you know, people loved it. And when I went there, I just felt it. I gave it like 30%.
Oh, you're a perfectionist.
I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a bit sad, actually. But now, you know, I don't really care anymore.
No, because you could brush it aside and you can build on that. Yeah. And
true.
And you certainly built it on with your song. And what I love about your song, We Were Young, is the fact that it's almost getting ready to feel like it's summer almost. There's a very summer
hit, yeah.
Very much so. I mean, very much so. And on your YouTube channel, it's got almost 30,000 views already. You've got quite a few subscriptions too as well, so people are really interested in your music. And you know, I can almost feel myself driving along the south of France listening to this. And it, chill
get
out.
You completely.
Yeah, you can get lost in the moment there, and it's just such a very contemporary song, which I think will stand out in your audition. So I sincerely hope it works. But I mean, what are your own feeling about it? Your own feelings about it, and the reaction that you've had so far.
First of all, the song kind of speaks about myself and Stig.
Okay.
Given that we are 30. I'm 30 and he's 30 plus. And we focused on this idea of transition between, you know, teen and post-teen years, when we were partying all night and, you know, not sleeping enough, not sleeping during the day.
Of course.
And now, you know, 10 or 15 years later, we still skip some nights and we don't sleep because, you know, we have a newborn baby crying and we have a family to support. And, you know, life kind of, you know, hit us in the face, and we still love to party, we still love to dance and to enjoy life, but we also have some responsibilities, you know, and try to mix them.
Yeah.
And we don't think about getting old, we just want to live the life fully.
Live the life, yeah, and live it for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
So my feeling about the song is just, you know, it's, people ask me, so what do you feel when you listen to your own music?
Yeah.
And I say to them, the same feeling I have when I listen to somebody else's music. If it's good, I really enjoy it. If it's bad, I don't. You know, so I just put this song and I pretend that it's not mine. I'm just, oh, this is a very good song. I like this vocalist. I like this lyrics, but it's my song. You know, I'm just enjoying it.
Yeah. But if you can't enjoy it, then how can you emote the emotion of enjoyment which it brings?
If I don't enjoy it, I won't release it. I only release the song when I'm fully happy about it.
Of course. And good for you. Really good. And the reaction that you've had from the fans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 95% is just positive and a lot of excitement around this song. Like, people write to me on my Facebook page, and not only from my hometown, my friends and family, but also people that I've never met, and say, look, man, this song gives me such a good vibe. I just played it like 20 times, and this, I just feel so good, you know?
Yeah.
So this is it. I mean, this is exactly what I want it to be.
Yeah. And even though, heaven forbid, the sad thing happens that you don't make it, or, you know, you make it to the national final and you maybe miss out, you know that you've touched people in far distant lands, because I'm here in the United Kingdom. You're in a beautiful city in the middle of Romania. And, you know, the music, your music can be heard by people on a daily basis, and even as easy accessible as YouTube as well. So,
you know what Stig said, and not only Stig, but friends around me said, don't be upset or disappointed if you don't go anywhere in the Eurovision with this song. But you have a great song, and you just enjoy the moment, and you have a good collaboration. And now, I haven't shared this information with other people from the media before. We will continue this collaboration, Stig and I. So all this year, we will keep producing songs like this, but not for a contest or for Eurovision, but just all the songs that I'm about to release this year will be produced by Stig.
Fantastic.
Which is very, very good. And all the songs will be in the same area and sound like We Were Young, you know? We just want to bring a positive vibe, given the things that are going around in the world right now. We just want to keep things very positive.
That's the way. And I think a lot of people out there, especially in my country here, and even close next door to your country too, in Ukraine, wherever, I think there is a real need for positivity. And if you're going to be bringing that type of voice, then people are going to gravitate to that, no problem.
Exactly.
So fantastic. That is exciting news to you. And congratulations. Congratulations, my friends. So thank you for joining us here on the Eurovision Showcase. I hope and pray that no doubt you're going to do fantastic in your music career, Sergio, and we wish you all the best here from Forest FM.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I hope to speak to you soon.
Hello, my name is Sergio Bolota from Sibiu, Romania, and you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And here is my song, We Were Young. Enjoy.
When we were young, we were always fooling around under the sun, lying on the ground, going wild. Baby, we were walking on clouds, and then we smiled, dancing all around. The nights were so much longer, and we were getting no sleep. The days felt so much shorter. We were playing on the streets. No, we are never getting old. Change. The nights were so much longer, and we were getting no sleep. The days felt so much shorter. We were playing on the streets. No, we are never getting old. We are only growing colder. A brighter future that unfolds. Pressing hard to leave our homes. No, we are never getting old. We are only growing colder. A brighter future that unfolds. Pressing hard to leave our homes. The night still feels so long now, and I'm still getting no sleep. The days feel so much longer, but there's no way I'm gonna quit. No, I'm never getting old. I'm only growing colder. A bright future still unfolds. Pressing hard to get home.
Sergio Bolota, We Were Young. And guys and gals, go and buy it. It's on iTunes. It's great. And Sergio, thank you so much for talking to us here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It was an absolute pleasure. Now, we've got no time to play the jingle, but before we go out today, we're going to hear our Live and Kicking, a live version of a Eurovision Song Contest song. And it is from the late, great Tommy Seebach and his Danish entry to the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest. And if you guys can remember what it is, I'm not too sure what it is in English, but it's called Undre Stara Para Himlen. Saya Gun am I. So here we are, Denmark, 1993.
Jeg sætter mig på kanten af din seng, og du ler til mig. Og verden svinder ind til ingenting, når jeg ser på dig. Du ligger ligesom huset stille, og virker ubeskriveligt lille imellem dine mange sjove dyr. Men i drømmelejen finder vi to vejen.
The late great Sir Tommy Seebach from Denmark, 1993. Well, what a packed show it's been. My goodness me, I really do hope you've enjoyed it. And thank you so much for tuning in. And Alan Cobbett, I know I've spoken to you already. I'll play your song next week. Don't you worry about it. And if you want a dedication or request, get in contact. Tweet us at ESC Showcase or send us a message on our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. But we'll be back next Sunday at 5 p.m. UK time, GMT, on 92.3 Forest FM. Thank you once again to Sergio Bolotar and for all of you for listening. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.